This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Austin, Arkansas man died Labor Day morning in a motorcycle accident in White County. State police say 26-year-old Jonathan Kirkendall entered into the median, then attempted to pull back onto Highway 67-167 when he lost control of his motorcycle. It left the roadway, traveled up an embankment, and struck an overpass. Kirkendall is the 380th fatality on Arkansas state highways this year. Vice President Joe Biden says there's a battle for the heart and soul of the labor movement. He told a major labor gathering in Cincinnati that unions are under the most direct assault in generations. Biden said they need to fight to keep from losing hard-won rights. Tornadoes spun off by the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee damaged dozens of homes in Georgia, often by knocking trees onto them. At least one person was hurt. The Dixie Speedway in Woodstock, Georgia, reported $500,000 damage, including 200 feet of chain-link fence that was uprooted from its concrete base. Less than a week before the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. and Pakistan are announcing the arrest of a senior al-Qaeda leader in Pakistan. It's believed that even if he reveals no valuable information, his capture is almost certain to force the network to alter its plans. Texas Governor Rick Perry says the wildfire burning in the central part of his state is as mean-looking as he's ever seen. Perry left his presidential campaign Sunday in South Carolina to return to Texas and deal with the fire, which covers 25,000 acres near Bastrop and has already destroyed nearly 500 homes. Authorities say the deaths of a man and a woman who were found in their home at Cabot, Arkansas, may be the result of a murder-suicide. The Pulaski County Sheriff's Office received a call around 6 p.m. Saturday and found several juveniles who had fled the house. Officials say the juveniles told them their parents were still inside the residence. Lieutenant Carl Minden says a tactical team was called in after no one answered the door. Officers then entered the home and found the bodies. The Sheriff's Office is still investigating, but said the deaths appear to be the results of a murder-suicide. The mayor of Blytheville wants voters to consider a 1 cent sales tax to pay the more than $3 million Blytheville owes the Internal Revenue Service. It's in back payroll taxes and penalties. James Sanders told the city council this week the IRS wants the city to pay $10,000 a month beginning in October. It remains unclear how the city of Blytheville accumulated those back taxes. The NFL will salute the American spirit during its games on the first full day of the season, September 11th. A video introduction followed by performances of taps from near the sites of the attacks and moments of silence also will be included. The late afternoon games will feature a rendition of taps from Arlington National Cemetery outside of Washington. And here are the winners of the Stone County Fair pageants for 2011. The prize baby girl in Stone County is 10-month-old Camellia Foster. First runner-up, 7-month-old Tinley Grace Trammell. The second runner-up is Remy Saul Hansen. And the third runner-up, Waylon Briley Hill. The winners in the prize baby boy contest, third runner-up Cruz Valerio. Second runner-up, Kate Bradley Shipman. First runner-up, Gabriel River Steele. And the Stone County prize baby boy, Landon Riley Foster, 10-month-old son of Kyle Foster and Kim Barham of Mountain View. Winners of Tiny Miss Stone County, third runner-up, Kara Foster. Second runner-up, Emma Sutton. The first runner-up, Janie Grace Dayberry. And Tiny Miss Stone County, Jadrian Avery Muse. And in the Tiny Mr. Stone County contest, third runner-up was Aiden Hallman. Second runner-up, Jalen Paul Gillihan. First runner-up, Mason Brickle. And the Tiny Mr. Stone County, Landon Patrick Jeffries, a 2-year-old son of Kayla Jeffries of Stone County. And that brings you right up to date.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.